McCullough still holds a 7-point lead over Cuccinelli, while Sarvis is still polling at 10%. Quinnipiac's Peter Brown says that's the wild card.
Where those 10% go on Election Day is critical to the election.
Brown says if Sarvis continues to trail at a distant third, those supporters may decide not to throw their vote away.
And when we ask voters who are for Sarvis who their second choice is, Mr. McAuliffe does a little bit better among that group.
The poll says McAuliffe is winning women by double digits and is only slightly behind among men. But Brown says what's unique is the difference between the leading candidate's partisan basis.
92% of Democrats say they'll vote for Mr. McAuliffe. Only 81% of Republicans say they'll vote for Mr. Cuccinelli. That's unusual, especially when Republicans win in the South. They've won because they've had greater party unity.
Finally, Brown says someone is going to be elected governor, but not because people like them. Voters say the campaign has been negative. Brown says in the end, that could result in lower voter turnout. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.